Florida's presidential election is under the spotlight again, this time at a hearing held yesterday by the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. The commission is investigating whether thousands of citizens may have been denied the right to vote, some because they were falsely put on a list of convicted felons. NPR's Philip Davis has more on yesterday's hearing.
Several years ago, the state of Florida decided to aggressively stop convicted felons from voting. Ex-felons do not have the right to vote in Florida unless their rights were restored. Officials decided to put together a list of all ex-felons, which county officials could use to purge their voter rolls. There was just one problem. The list was not accurate. George Bruder is the vice president of Choice Point, the firm that compiled the lists. Bruder said the state told the firm to include not only ex-felons' names, but similar spellings.
There was a parameter that was set by the state that included not to look at the last name and include 90% of that last name to make a match rather than 100%. That would be done for the specific reason of capturing misspellings and data entry errors.
After the list of more than 57,000 ex-felons was distributed, there were widespread complaints, especially among African-American voters, that counties were taking people who weren't felons off the voting rolls. David Leahy is supervisor of elections in Miami-Dade County. Leahy told the commission that out of more than 7,000 names on the list he was given, more than 900 turned out to be law-abiding citizens. Thousands more never responded to notices that their voting rights were about to be canceled, something Leahy found troubling.
We're removing a lot of people from the rolls when I know for a fact that this is not a truly accurate list.
Mary Frances Berry, the chairman of the commission, later said the idea of putting together such an inaccurate list was shocking.
I think that if that is the case, then it means that someone in the Florida elections office was interested in capturing and excluding as many people as possible.
A parade of voters recounted problems they had had on Election Day. People like Joanna Carbone, a 35-year-old Palm Beach County resident who punched the wrong hole on her ballot but was wrongly told she couldn't vote again.
Mistakes happened because of lazy, uneducated, tired poll workers.
Other voters said they were told they were not on the voting list or did not get help from poll workers. But voters weren't the only ones frustrated. Angry poll workers told of constantly malfunctioning voting machines, of colleagues who had little knowledge of election law or who were too hairy to be of help to voters. Barbara Tholey managed a polling station in the Palm Beach town of Boynton Beach.
We had so many problems that I threatened to walk out.
But Abigail Thernstrom, the committee's lone Republican, said that after all the hours of hearings, she still had seen little concrete evidence of discrimination based on race or sex or age.
I was surprised this morning that we had a series of witnesses who said, well, I know of people who couldn't vote, but I voted myself. By the rules of evidence, that is hearsay.
Commission Chairman Berry says it's too early to reach conclusions, but she said, given testimony on people being excluded from the process, of poll workers saying they didn't have the resources to do a good job, and of an antiquated voting system,
it would be almost as if you didn't know better, that someone hoped that people really didn't vote, or not enough of them, or only the ones that they were willing to serve.
The commission is planning to release a preliminary report in May and send its full report on the Florida election to Congress and the president later this summer. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.